Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. At the entrance to the White House, where President and Michelle Obama stood, out on the steps of the Capitol in Washington, where Congress gathered, and at a Safeway in Tucson, where six people were killed on Saturday, shoppers and FBI agents stopped and stood at attention. As people paused at 11 a.m. East Coast time to observe a moment of silence for the victims of Arizona's shooting spree. Then the debate started right back up. We're going to take a look at all angles of Saturday's massacre, but let's start with the case against 22-year-old Jared Loughner, who will make his first court appearance later today in Phoenix. He faces five federal charges, attempting to kill Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and two of her aides, and killing another aide and a federal judge. He will also face state charges. Mark Moran is news director of KJZZ in Phoenix and the Changing American Desk as well. And Mark, we know the suspect was rejected by the military, suspended from his college, had once talked online about killing a police officer, and also had perhaps planned Saturday's attack. Where is the investigation right now?
Robert Mueller, the FBI director, was here over the weekend and said we can't even rule out domestic terrorism charges. And words like assassination are being used in terms of the charges, not things that you hear on an everyday basis when someone decides to go on a rampage. It's a very frightening time.
Well, in files that were found, envelopes that were found in a safe in his parents' home, one was marked, "My assassination, I planned ahead." So they're certainly looking at that. We know that he had met with Giffords at another one of these meet and greets earlier, received a letter from her office. So they're parsing through all of this. But tell us a little more about his very high-profile public defender, Judy Clark.
Well, Judy Clark has defended a lot of high-profile people, including the Unabomber. But to go back to what you were talking about just a second ago, about the fact that he had "My assassination" and "I planned ahead" written on this envelope in a safe, this isn't the type of thing you usually see with someone who goes on one of these rampages, to actually target one person at a particular event. The scary part of this is that he targeted her, but then immediately went into the crowd with this Glock 9mm pistol. There was a detail that came out over the weekend about the young woman who, when Loughner was allegedly trying to reload the clip, the spring jammed, and she grabbed the gun away, pulled it to the ground, and two people in the crowd tackled him so that he couldn't get away.
Well, but what questions are being raised? Because there are also reports that a Walmart in the area refused to sell him any ammunition because they felt that his behavior was erratic. Tell us more about that.
Well, he'd also been turned away from purchasing a gun prior to the one that he purchased. But the bigger question now is, what about Arizona's gun laws? You know, we're getting calls from people all over the world saying, is it really true that you can walk around in Arizona with a gun that you didn't even have to license? Is it really true that you can simply carry this into a bar? So obviously, as our legislative session starts today, things have changed dramatically over the weekend. The issues the legislature thought they were going to be facing could be completely turned upside down.
Well, isn't one of the laws they're considering to allow teachers and students to carry hidden weapons on college campuses?
Yeah, they're considering that. But the events of Saturday, Robin, have completely changed a lot of people's thinking on a lot of things.
Well, but you mentioned something interesting, that the alleged shooter, Loughner, was turned away from another store when he attempted to buy a gun. As we said, Walmart turned him away when he attempted to buy ammunition. He continued until he found stores that would sell him what he wanted. I'm assuming there are questions being raised about why this information isn't gathered in one central source.
Sure. There are even bigger questions about someone like Jared Loughner and college professors being afraid of Jared Loughner in their classrooms, fellow students being afraid and making comments like, "There's a real weirdo in my classroom, and he finally left, and I hope he doesn't come back with a handgun." A college professor's having to actually kick the kid out of class. And then them having to kick him out of school. The questions that are being raised is, why aren't people paying closer attention to people who are posting things like this?
And we're going to actually address a little bit of that later in the program. Mark Moran, news director of KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Can you put this in some perspective for us? Arizona has had some real, you know, shocks to the system, spasms of news coverage, the debates over the immigration laws, and the election.
The PR for Arizona right now is, less than the Chamber of Commerce would have hoped for. However, I have to say, you know, there's no lack of people here tonight for the national championship game in college football. So you know, the tourism industry is doing okay.
Well, you're saying tourists are coming, but how's the average person feeling?
Yeah, the average person right now, and I was having a conversation with my wife about this over the weekend, and there's just this general sickness in the pit of your stomach. And forget about immigration bills for a minute. Forget about ethnic studies bills for a minute. You know, this terrific person, regardless of whether she has an R or a D after her name, was shot at point-blank range by an allegedly deranged person, and she was just senselessly attacked. And that's how people here are feeling. It's just an out-and-out attack on democracy. Interestingly, when members of Congress are sworn in, they walk through the well of Congress and read from the Constitution, and she read from the First Amendment, you know, the right to peacefully assemble. And that's what she was doing in Tucson on Saturday when someone walked up and tried to blow her away. So I think the general feeling in Arizona right now is people are still really shocked and sickened.
Mark Moran, news director for KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome.
And let's listen to Congresswoman Giffords speaking the First Amendment when the Constitution was read out loud.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Congresswoman Giffords reading the Constitution in Congress last week.